com.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And before you say anything, yes, I'm aware that the news file was yesterday's news. I've alerted Mike Roberts to let him know. Mike works remotely, so might have just been an issue dropping the file in, but we'll get the right news in there eventually. So we've got a lot that we can discuss today, and the phone lines will be open at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails will both be available to you on the WBSM app. But I want to start off by talking about something that was kind of a fun thing that happened yesterday. I had to leave here briefly for a quick doctor's visit down the street. And I'm very fortunate that almost all of my doctor's offices are right down the street at the South Coast Health Facility here in Fairhaven. So I can duck out, go to a doctor's appointment, and be back here usually within a half an hour, 45 minutes. I find that they're very good with their timing at all of my South Coast Health doctors. I usually try to get there a few minutes early, and I usually get called in before it's even my scheduled time. But yesterday I was just cutting it a little bit close. You know, I was getting there at like 10:40 for a 10:50 appointment. So I didn't get to stop when I saw something on the side of the road that really piqued my interest. So as I turned off, you know, I'm leaving the radio station, going up 240, heading toward Bridge Street to get over to Mill Road. And as I took the turn onto Bridge Street, and as I'm driving by the entrance to Bridge Street Gas, there's a cow with a couple of people around it. And I was like, oh, well, maybe this cow escaped from one of the farms. There's a lot of farms down the road. You know, maybe this cow escaped. But then when I got a little closer, I realized the cow had like a harness on with a leash. Somebody was taking this cow out for a walk. And so I briefly pulled in to the parking lot and I said, I've got to actually turn around. And a Titleist came back over and I said, I've got to find out more about this. But then again, I looked at the clock and I said, I don't want to take the chance of running a little bit late. Especially because, you know, you never know how many people are in line ahead of you to check in. Although I try to do the online check-in. Like, you can not only can you do the online check-in like a couple of days before, but you can also, if you have the MyChart app, but you can also, you know, it knows when you're there. And it says, oh, we see that you're here. Do you want us to check you in? But I just didn't want to cut it close. So I said, I'll just go to the doctor's appointment, which is good. I'm glad because I got good news. No other signs of cancer. Everything looks good in my one remaining kidney. Still have some stones, but they haven't grown any. They haven't moved. So it looks like I'm in good shape there. And in fact, Dr. LaRocque told me I don't have to come back in 6 months. I can come back in a year. So that's all good. But when I got back to my desk here at the radio station, I went into one of the Fairhaven town groups, the biggest of them, and I said, you know, who was that out walking your cow earlier? And the folks over at Little Patch of Heaven Sanctuary responded, and they said, you know, that's Kevin. That's our cow. We were taking him out for a donut. And so you can see the photo and find out more at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But Kevin the Cow has been through some things and fought through health issues and not being, cared for properly before he came to stay with Little Patch of Heaven. And now he is thriving and apparently a big fan of donuts. And at Little Patch of Heaven, they ran out of donuts yesterday. So they said, you know what, let's take him for a walk. We'll go down to Dunkin' and get him a donut. And we've got the perfect photo up there of Kevin at the drive-thru, getting his donut. And also, you can find out more about all the work that they do at Little Patch of Heaven and their associated business, the Blazing Saddles, Pony Parties, and Petting Zoos. But, you know, it's not something that you see every day, seeing someone walking a cow to get a donut. And the only question that I wish I'd remembered to ask Alexis over at Little Patch of Heaven is, what kind of donut does Kevin like? You know, we get a lot of donuts here at WBSM. Chris McCarthy is great about telling guests that are coming here, and don't come empty-handed. Bring donuts. And some days we have an overstock of donuts. Maybe I can sneak one down to Kevin. But it's just a little fun story at a time when, you know, the news can be overbearing. You could say utterly overbearing. But I think a pun like that would be a mistake. Anyway, it's just one of those things where you never know what you're going to see driving around. You know, somebody even commented in one of the Facebook groups. They said, you know, just when all the small town politics of this town start to get to me, I see something like this and I remember why I love living here. So you've got a mixture of all different kinds of stories that can happen here, including having a cow going on a Dunkin' run. 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Oh, there we go. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Sackhills.
How you doing?
I'm listening to you, but I read the thing on the app about the cow and that donut shop. I was just calling in to remind, some people are going to remember this, years ago on Campton Street, they had that donut, Dunkin' Donuts right by the park on Campton Street. Okay. And that they brought Emily up.
They brought the elephant?
Yes, right at the drive-up window. This is years ago. People will remember this for donuts. And you're bringing that up about they've done the same thing. That was years ago. They brought Emily the elephant, you know, for Dunkin' Donuts. And I made a joke out of it because I called in a couple of days later to Open Line, and I said, you guys are never going to believe this. Now they're bringing the bear from the zoo to Honeydew for Honeydew Donut, because honey and bears, you know, they never did it, but I brought it up as a joke. But that brings up memories when you're bringing that up. They did it with Emily. Imagine that.
Okay. I mean, that must have been a sight to see, just people driving by and seeing the elephant walking down the road.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? The guy that, with the little pork and everything, you know, the way they direct, the guy that was in charge of Emily Burrow over there was funny as, I don't want to use the word H, so. But I just thought I'd let you know. But if I hear you do anything else on the radio, I'll call back in, though.
All right. You have a good day. If not, take it
if
easy.
If not?
No, I said if you don't call in again, have a good day.
You have a nice day.
All right. And I knew a guy that was an elephant trainer for Ringling Brothers. And he had a place on Cape Cod, and he used to come down to, because he would go back and forth between the Cape and Boston or the Cape and Providence, wherever he was flying out of, to get to where he had to go to. But in the summertime, he stayed on the Cape. In the wintertime, he was down in Florida with the rest of the circus folks. And he would come in and order the same breakfast every day and didn't really want to be bothered. Except, you know, we started talking and I found him to be the most hilarious guy and he had great stories. And so he didn't mind chatting with me, but also, you know, because he knew I wasn't going to hang around and bother him either. I was going to have to go back and cook an order in a few minutes. So he would tell me stories about the Barnum and Bailey elephants and the things they would get them to do. Because elephants are, again, I'm sure people know this, extremely intelligent, but also very, like almost like they're in on the joke. So they get it when you want them to do something that they wouldn't normally do. And so, you know, the elephants, he said they didn't take much prodding or training to get them to do some of these things. And I always said to him, I was like, well, you know, if you ever find yourself on the road back and forth with an elephant, you want to stop by. You know, we can't really have them in the diner, but I'd be happy to make them some breakfast. When I was a kid, I lived in Plymouth at the Algonquin Heights apartment complex, and the old Purity Supreme was next door to that. And they brought an elephant one time from the circus to do, like, I don't know what it was, like some store event. It wasn't a grand opening or anything because they'd already been open for years. And we got to go over there and see the elephant, and then they gave out coloring sheets, like a coloring contest to color the elephant and things like that. But that elephant didn't really do much. He just kind of stood around and let people take pictures with him. But I think it would be pretty funny to see the elephant walking down Kempton Street. But I'm going to keep my eyes peeled now for Kevin the cow. I was actually driving down Mill Road one time. I want to say it was maybe like 10 o'clock at night. I forget where I was going, why I was going down that road. I think I might have got out of here when I used to work second shift in news. And I was just kind of driving around and, you know, relaxing before I went home. I would do that a lot, drive around, listen to music or listen to the Gilbert Gottfried podcast. And there was a donkey in the road. I just kind of slowed down. He looked at me and didn't move. So I had to drive around him. But anyway, so check out that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And you can see Kevin the cow getting his donut at the drive-thru. All right, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We can talk about some of the other news of the day. Of course, New Bedford Light has the report. There were three undocumented immigrants who were taken into custody by ICE at the Minuteman car wash yesterday. According to Corinne Williams of the CEDC, they did not have criminal records. And the way that, so it's basically ICE agents showing up in plain clothes, no identifying vehicles, but they took them into custody. And you can read more about that in New Bedford Light, and we can talk about it. But right now, I've got to take my first break. We will be right back. We're going round in circles. Tell me, will this deja vu never end? Oh. And now you tell me that you're falling in love. Well, I never, ever thought that would be. Hey,
You gotta take it easy, throwing far too much emotions at me.
I think that's the best Spice Girl song. And speaking of spice, you probably want to start planning how you're going to spice up your St. Patrick's Day meal, right? Well, why not stop by the butcher shop to get your corned beef or your smoked shoulder or your brisket, whatever you're going to serve. But they've got it all there, and you've just got to make sure you get your order in as quick as possible to make sure that they don't run out. But don't worry about going to the supermarket and going into the refrigerated case there where they've got all of the corned beefs piled in. And you got to go through them all. Oh, this one's too fatty. Oh, this one's this one's too small. This one's too big. Don't worry about all that. Just go to the butcher shop. They're going to give you the corned beef that you need. That'll be tender, meaty, juicy. And then you don't have to worry about how many other people have stuck their fingers in them. That's the way to do it. And also, as we go through the Lent season, it's the place to go on Fridays for all of your fish and seafood, octopus, lobster, whatever you want to have that would keep you from having to have regular meat. But if you are a regular meat eater, if you're like me and you can have a big juicy steak on a Friday, that's also the place to go. Check out the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They've got a little bit of everything, as we say, from steak to soccer balls and everything in between. Plus all kinds of great little treats for yourself as well. I haven't had the rice pudding in a while. Maybe it's time. Maybe, you know what I'll do is I'll get some of that for dessert on St. Patrick's Day. Because usually my dessert on St. Patrick's Day is another Guinness. But yes, get your order in for your corned beef ASAP so they can make sure they don't run out and you get one from the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by, walk around. You'll feel that old school neighborhood market feel and you probably won't ever want to go anywhere else for your meat. As I've said, I have a friend who drives a couple times a week from Wareham and only eats meat from the butcher shop. So, again, it feels weird to be talking about steak and meats right after we talked about Kevin the cow, but Kevin's not going to be turned into any steaks anytime soon. He's going to live a great life over there. And you can go over there and visit him at Little Patch of Heaven Sanctuary. We've got a link to their Facebook page with all the details, but it's like last week when I was talking about hot dogs on the first Friday in Lent. People are like, what? You're making me want a hot dog and I can't have them. I'm going to tell you. I left the scotch tasting that I went to at Stevie's and then went to D's and got two hot dogs. Coney and cheese. So if you couldn't have one on Friday, you can have enjoyed it vicariously through me. All right, 508-996-0500. We have another story for you to check out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Yesterday was this has been an ongoing saga of this Dartmouth woman who embezzled nearly $500,000 from two different employers. And she's finally been sentenced. She pleaded guilty to embezzling nearly $500,000 from two different employees. Jasmine Botello, she's 42 years old. She was sentenced to 20 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. But she also has to pay restitution in the amount of $443,122.59. From September 2017 to April 2020, she stole at least $280,000 from the industrial company for which she worked by directing payments intended for the company's vendors into her own bank accounts, and then also used company funds to pay for her personal credit cards and auto loan. Now, that's a long time. September 2017 to April 2020. Talking a 2.5-year period. And vendors are usually pretty generous with waiting for you to make a payment, but it's how did nobody catch on sooner than that? Well, it's because she falsified the books to make it appear that the payments had been sent. Now, I don't know why the vendors didn't, help her get caught sooner. And then she works for a year and a half at another employer and inflates her payroll by $160,000. So that's a pretty I'm trying not to use the word that's in my mind here because it's probably not appropriate for the radio, but pretty gutsy of her to do that. But, the case is finally wrapped up. She's been sentenced. 20 months in prison, which when you think about it, that's less time or, right around the amount of time that she spent at each job embezzling. But also that restitution of $443,000. I mean, I hope that she saved that money that she embezzled because that'll make it easier to pay that restitution. Otherwise, she's going to be paying that for the rest of her life. 508-996-0500. Another thing that I did yesterday, I had to go back to the New Bedford Public Library because when I read to those kids last week at the Taylor School, I went to the library to get the books. And I got a couple of them from the Millicent Library, and then I got one from the New Bedford Library. So I went over after work to return all the books. And after I went to the New Bedford Library, I said, well, let me swing by the Whale's Tooth parking lot and check out the T station. I want to take some photos because I'm sure we'll have stories that will require some photos. And I said, I'm sure it'll be closed up still. But when I got there, it was not. You could pull into the parking lot. I was able to walk right up onto the train platform, take some photos up there, walked over to the pedestrian bridge, took some photos over there. They're still working on that. But the platform was all completed. There wasn't a lot of people working on the bridge, but it was also, 5:30, almost 6 o'clock. So I don't know if that was just, a few people that remained behind when the day was over or if they really are just about finished with the work over there. But it looks beautiful. The platform is it's nice and new and fresh. The thing that I find odd, though, is that and I get it, it's, kind of natural grass behind it, but I'm just thinking, like, when you pull into the station, wouldn't you want that grass to be a little bit better kept? But maybe that gives you more of that, seaside effect, that marsh grass. And maybe that's a better view than some of the businesses that are down there. It gives you more of the illusion that you're right by the ocean. But I think it's going to be, I'm starting to think the service is going to be better utilized than even I originally thought. I don't know that it's going to be a daily commuter service for tons of people. I think you'll certainly have some. But I wouldn't be surprised if you have people that get on the train now in, you know, the Brockton area and say, we're going to go to New Bedford for the day and come down here. And maybe people from Boston as well. And vice versa. And, you know, this, you got to keep in mind, this gets you to all of those points along the way. You don't have to just go to Boston. You want to go shopping in Taunton? The train's going to let you by right near a couple of major shopping plazas. So basically the station is right outside where the Silver City Galleria used to be. So from there you can walk to the Target. What else is there? There's a job lot over there. I think, is there a Kohl's over there? I don't know. I think so. So you've got, I think, you know, options. Things you can do on a day when you say to yourself, I don't have anything to do, especially, you know, the first month when the weekends are going to be free. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Good. Yesterday I was out and I saw the train go by. It had six cars hooked to it.
And were they double-decker cars?
No, I don't think I've ever seen a double-decker. No, I think they were all single.
Oh, hold on a second there. Wait 1 second. Hold on. There you are. Sorry, I accidentally hit the button to put somebody else on hold, and I put you on hold by accident.
Oh, that's all right.
So, but what'd you think? I mean, pretty impressive, though.
When things get right, I'd like to... with my friend, take a ride to Boston on that train.
Yeah.
Tim, the last time I went on the train was from Lakeville.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of upset because, you know, you go to Lakeville, you park your car, and you look down, it says number 114. So you go on the platform, you put the money in, 114. Okay, about a month later, I get a notice that I failed to pay my the fee for the parking lot, and I got fined $25.
Oh man!
Did you have the last time I did business with them? So what happened was, I take a lot of medications for the problems I have. So I wanted to take the other type of medication. So I went to Boston, but we didn't take the train though. I took the bus from Fairhaven to Boston,
mm-hmm.
and we beat the train. The bus beat the train, and I'll never forget it. So anyway, that's the last time I went to, to take, the doctor wrote all the things I needed. Well, Tim, those things that you take for your body that are special, I mean, that was going to cost me so much money, I couldn't afford to do it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, like a cylinder of thing, a medicine that you take would be like $110. I needed three things, and when I went to Boston at the place where they had the medication for your problems, they only had two of them, and they told me, "Well, we're going to find the next medication you need, you know, the CBC or whatever it was, and then we'll let you know." Well, they never let me know for one thing, and then they were tough up there, boy. I'll tell you right now. I had a friend with me, and he says, you stay out. And they had a policeman outside, and they had a policeman inside. Well, they were very strict. We didn't have any marijuana or drug places around here to go then. So that's why I went to Boston. And we're all sitting there waiting to be waited on, you know. And this guy gets up. He tries to go ahead of me. So the policeman says, wait a minute. He says, you're not next in the line. Just sit down there. So I watched that guy. And you know, Tim, along the wall, they had the marijuana to smoke with all kind of flavors. You know, flavors like maple and...
Right, yeah.
That's why... why the guy was there, because he wanted some marijuana with a flavor. So, you know, I learned a lot. But, you know, anybody, you know, you go to a drugstore, you get medication for that you need, and you have a plan, you have a medical plan. And, you know, Tim, I couldn't afford that stuff. I just couldn't.
No, I don't blame you.
Yeah, so I don't know if anybody else had that experience like I had. And, you know, before I went there, I went to a doctor in Fall River. And this doctor was a, well, you know, man in his 50s. He was handicapped. And I sat down with him and told him the I told him I had asthma and I had this and that wrong with me and all that. And he talked with me about an hour. And you know, that when I went and see him, it cost $200. His fee was $200 an hour. And I don't know if anybody else went to see that doctor in Fall River. Well, I did. And like I say, it didn't work out, Tim.
No, I don't blame you.
It wasn't for me, and I don't think it would be for anybody else either. You really have to have a lot of money to make yourself better, and that's what, you know, I didn't mind. It was an experience. I thought I could get help, and it didn't work out.
Yeah,
that's it.
It costs a lot of money to be healthy these days.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So Tim, the only thing I wanted to ask you, because I remember years ago, did you have a write-up about different restaurants you went to and you wrote about the food?
Yep. I used to be one of the dine-out critics for the Standard Times.
Oh,
yeah.
So you were one of the critics.
Yeah, about 10 years. I did that for about 10 years.
Oh, and there was another fellow that was the, well, he passed away now. There was a fellow that was a great photographer.
Hank Seaman.
For the Standard Times. He lived in Middleborough. I forget his name now.
Hank Seaman?
Oh, yeah, Hank Seaman, yep. Yeah. You must have known him.
I knew him very well. Yeah, I still talk to his wife often.
Yeah, Hank had a stroke.
He did.
And that changed his life. And what was it? My brother went and, my brother, well, he's not living right now, but my brother knew Hank Seaman because years ago, I don't know if you remember, Tim, the 211 got activated to go into service, you know, when the Vietnam War was on and all that.
Yeah, that was before my time.
Well, it was before your time, but I think Hank Seaman was one of the ones that got activated to go into that.
Oh, yeah, Hank.
And my brother knew him, and you know, Tim, my brother was very lucky, very, very lucky, because a lot of the guys on that 211, they went to Vietnam, my brother didn't. See, my brother went to college, and he had a degree in, you know, handling money for companies and all that. So what happened to my brother was they gave him a job in Georgia doing the payroll for the men that were in the service. So my brother never had to go to Vietnam.
Oh, I got to just hold you there because Mary's on the other line.
Right.
She's going to want to have some time, so.
Yeah, it's okay. I just wanted to have a little talk with you.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'll say this, too. Hank Seaman was a huge help in my journalism career because, you know, I was kind of saying one day, like, what am I doing here? I'm not even a trained journalist. How do I have this job? And he's like, you know what? Neither am I. I'm just a photographer that they gave a column to, and look at me now. So he was definitely an influence.
Him and his wife, they were good people, Hank Seaman. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell Sue that you were remembering him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too, Tim.
Take it easy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And let's go to Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. You know, you don't have to rush anybody off the phone. I love to hear everybody. I've always said I could have listened to that guy all day long, his brother and all that.
Oh, but he would have got me on a roll remembering all my Hank and Sue stories and everybody over the Standard Times and...
You know, it makes sense. I didn't know that about you, but it makes sense now that you said it. You were out in the restaurants and reporting on them, and I can believe that right away.
Yeah, it was. So we had a rotation of people. There was, you know, usually three or four different people. So we'd go about. I'd get to go out about once a month. We would have dinner, and I would have to pay for it all, but then I would get reimbursed for the meal. So it was, you know, a nice night out for free, and I got paid to write the column.
Oh, I could have kept on listening. You know, don't ever rush. I can hang up and always call back. So you saw a cow getting it done. Now, you don't tell me you didn't think that I was going to call when I heard that story about the cow. You knew I was going to call you. Well, yeah, I wish I could have saw that. What kind of donut did he get?
I forgot to ask. I was kicking myself after I wrote the story. I was like, I should have asked, and then, you know, I'll find out today and add it into the story.
Oh, come on. You know that I would have given anything to see that day. I'd have kissed him on the nose and probably got snot all over my face and everything else. You know, they drip out of their nose and all that crap.
He was definitely a good-looking cow, for sure.
Really? Oh, where was that?
It was right over at the gas station. You know when you're coming off 240, there's the Bridge Street gas that they built a few years ago. Has a Dunkin' in it.
Okay.
So he was walking right over to that gas station to go to the... And we got the picture on the website. He's right up there at the drive-thru window getting his donut.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I haven't been on yet. That woman that stole all that money and now finally went to jail there.
Mm-hmm.
A little sorry for her. I mean, people get so desperate that they got to do things like that. I'm sorry for her, but she didn't get a whole... I don't think she got enough time, though, for robbing money like that. I'm sorry for her, but at the same time, that's all you get for robbing money like that?
Right. It does seem kind of like a low sentence, but I guess the restitution is the key part, and so, you know, if you keep somebody in jail for a long time, they're not going to be able to make the money to pay back what they owe people.
Jesus, her mom ruined her name and everything. Now she has a record. And about the elephant, I think I mentioned this a while back. It's about 30 or 35 years ago. Whenever they used to have parades downtown, this parade was going up the street, up Union, going up towards, say, Rockdale Ave, going that way, west. And I was standing on the curb, and this is when they allowed the elephant. Now, I can't tell you if it was Emily or Ruth or both of them together, but one of them was going up that street on Union, and I was standing on the curb a little bit too close out into the street. And at that one moment when the elephant was going past me, kind of tripped or something, or was falling back a little. And if it wasn't for the man that was standing behind me and just grabbed me and pushed me a second, that elephant would have been sitting on me. I don't know. There was a guy that was watching the elephant and was right behind him, too. And he noticed it, and he kind of put his two arms up. But there's no way he was going to stop the elephant. But somehow the elephant, you know, realized, caught himself. Somehow he straightened himself out, because I could have been dead that day. Now, if you have a way of finding out what year that was, when they were allowing elephants in the parade, and this was going up Union Street, and my mother was on the other side of the street. Thank God, because maybe she could have been standing there and got killed or something. She was across the street because she was with a friend, but I could see her across there. But yeah, they used to allow the elephants to come up the street. Now, I haven't seen that since then. It was over 30 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I wonder why they never allowed it again. It was that one time I seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't really have, you know, circus performances anymore, but they used to have circus parades. Whenever a circus would come in, they would always have a parade down the main street or whatever, and they'd bring out some of the animals. So I don't know how long it's been.
Yeah, I hope somebody listening in New Bedford here somewhere would remember that parade where they allowed the elephant. Now, maybe it wasn't even an elephant from a zoo. Who knows where it came from? But I can tell you it was an elephant. And that man, all I remember his name, was Robert. He says, I'm glad to have saved you. And I said, what's your name? He says, Robert. So thank you, Robert, if you're still alive out there. I know he was a lot older than me. I mean, I was way younger. I think I was in my 20s, maybe 30. I'm thinking more in the 20s somewhere. So that's going to be a long time ago. But I'm sure the Standard Times at that time must have had something in the newspaper that, you know, the elephants were in that parade that day. Come on, that's a story.
Yeah, perhaps.
So if you find it, let me know.
I will.
One last thing now, the helicopter accident again. You think all these air accidents, all of a sudden, one after the other like that, just happens like that? We've never heard that many accidents, but it seems like a planned event over and over. Now that helicopter. So what's next, you know?
I'm not sure.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I can't wait to get outside today. I've been enjoying that sun, and I'm going to get a lot more of it. And I'm glad you got a clean bill of health. Yeah, I don't think I didn't hear it. I heard it. I'm glad for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, one less hot dog. That's all. Okay?
All right.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Clean bill of health. And then the important thing is, you know, I figured I wasn't going to have any more cancer because kidney cancer, especially when they caught it as early. I was stage 1B. So when they catch it as early as they did and they remove the kidney, you know, you don't really get a lot of, it doesn't really spread from the kidney that much anyway. But the fact that they got it out early before it had the chance to get anywhere else was helpful. And so, you know, we were pretty sure that I wouldn't have any more. I was more concerned about the kidney stones that I still have because I've only got one kidney now. And if that one gets blocked by stones, I'm going to be in big trouble. But they look fine. They haven't grown. They haven't moved. If they do change for the next year, then we'll do some treatment to shrink them so I can pass them. But for right now, just leaving everything alone. Because as the doctor said, if you start messing with them and they move and then they block something, then you've created a problem when you didn't have one before. So anyway, I got to take a break here. We will be right back. All right, we are going to be going into the newsroom. So I see Colleen is...